A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. We reached the end.
Woo!
The Amy and Rory storyline. I feel like the woo is feeding into some people's belief about the Amy and Rory storylines. I wanted to kind of like look back at their time on the show, or as, you know, the kind of like central characters other than the Doctor. I have a couple of friends who like Matt was like, yeah, whatever, see ya, bye, cool, bye. What did he say? Amy and Rory, are you off then? Cool, bye. He obviously was nonplussed with the whole shenanigans. And I had another friend who just never really liked Karen Gillan from the off, which I found weird. Like, I always really enjoyed her. One of my favorite things was watching one of the interviews. Like, Arthur Darvill was saying, you know, he first came to set and was like, oh my God, she's so tall and she's wearing heels. And she was much bigger than him. Like, she's a very tall person, which is, you know, that's one of the reasons why they redesigned the Daleks, apparently, was so the ones that were in the show were, you know, made to be eye to eye, I guess, eye stalk to eye with Billy Piper, who's much smaller. And so they made these ones so that, you know, Karen Gillan wouldn't be towering over the Daleks all the time. And, you know, they just kind of, I guess, really weren't received in the way that those earlier designs were. I just, like, you know, I just wish they'd kind of used all the stuff that was meant to be there. Like, you know, there's like a bit in the back that was meant to fire off missiles. There's all this weird sort of stuff that was meant to be happening with them, supposedly, according to certain drawings on the internet. But that never kind of came to be. I really liked the whole Amy and Rory thing. Like, I loved the, you know, the Doctor referring to them as the Ponds, like even to the point where Rory's dad, who's, you know, obviously Brian Williams, he calls him Mr. Pond. He goes, I'm not a Pond. And the Doctor's like, yes, you are. That was all kind of cute because it's, you know, because she's got such a strong personality. But also, like, I didn't kind of, like, you know, until I watched these videos, it hadn't really dawned on me that she was 21 when she started working on the show, and you're like, oh my God, that is so young. Like, I know Matt Smith was 27. And, you know, he just feels like such an old soul, and they all feel kind of, you know, lived in their characters. I've never really understood why people have such dislike for her as an actor, or whether it's her character or whatever it is. I mean, I agree with Matt's criticism that they kept killing Rory too often. Absolutely. When you keep going to a certain well in storytelling, it's like, is this actually, does this have any stakes anymore? Like, does this really have any kind of effect as a storytelling device if you're doing it again? I mean, poor Rory. It's like I said about the endings of those two episodes being so close to each other. I sometimes think there's just not any thought gone into what a series looks like as a whole. It's like, I'm so desperate to get this episode over the line. I haven't thought that it ends the same as that one in 2 weeks' time. I haven't thought that this, you know, stolen baby story kind of is undermined by having a cuckoo character, like someone adopting a baby in the next story and someone being infertile, and that being part of the, you know, the emotional through line of that story. Like, it's a lot. And also then to punish poor Amy as a character, like, so you've stolen her baby from her in the previous series, and the first episode of this series you tell us that she can't have kids and that she's ending her relationship because she knows what a great dad Rory would be. Like, that is a lot to do to a character. And I guess this is the kind of thing, you know, there was a lot of talk when the show was on that Stephen Moffat treated women quite badly. And, you know, on the surface you go, yeah, but look at all these strong female characters. He's got River Song, who's, you know, better at piloting the TARDIS than the Doctor. But then she's in jail. Then she's, you know, a stolen baby and made into a psychopath. So you're like, okay, maybe that's treating her badly. But then this kind of storyline for Amy is just, you just kind of go, oh my God, like, that is a lot to deal with. And then to have her kind of give up everything because she wants to be with Rory is beautiful, and I love it. And I kind of almost wish that we had a, you know, I mean, if we were, like, in a dream scenario, it's not going to happen because Karen Gillan's making, you know, gigantic big blockbuster movies now, but like a little tiny spin-off series of what Amy and Rory are doing. Like, if Big Finish, maybe they can get like the kid who played young Amy, you know, cousin, Karen Gillan's real life cousin who played young Amy sitting on the suitcase. Like, she's probably, you know, what is it? Like, she'd be the same age Amy was when she first turned up in the show about now. So get her. It'd be weird if it's her and Arthur Darvill. Big Finish. Playing those characters. But I just would love to hear what, you know, they got up to. You know, Amy went into publishing, obviously, because she published that Melody Malone book. And also, isn't there like a book that comes up later in the series that she wrote, some, you know, kids book? But yeah, I just would love to see what they're up to, what they, you know, did. Because, you know, that was, I really enjoyed them as characters. I know not everyone did. But yeah, and I just kind of, it was such a fun kind of TARDIS crew, and you saw that when they were, you know, as actors, they on the set when they weren't in character, they seemed to genuinely enjoy being in each other's company. Like, it had a vibe of the Second Doctor and Jamie and Victoria, or Jamie and Zoe. Like, that kind of, you know, like three mates just having a great time and, you know, spinning throughout the universe. And, you know, maybe that was what Stephen Moffat was going for. Maybe that's why he cast a Scott as the main companion, thinking, you know, that kind of fun, you know, like, because, I mean, Jamie's not Scottish. I mean, Jamie the character is, but Fraser Hines is putting on an accent. But yeah, maybe that was kind of the idea of, like, I just want them to feel like, you know, three mates who are just hanging out together. And, you know, I also appreciate that Amy being in that relationship with Rory, even though he kind of saw it as very lopsided, that it kind of diffused that expectation that we had from, you know, Rose and from Martha, you know, even maybe Astrid a little bit, of being in love with the Doctor. So I kind of really liked that that was, you know, and I know Rory was kind of paranoid that Amy was actually in love with the Doctor. But, you know, he was her imaginary friend for a long time. Like, he was her Raggedy Man. And I really liked that kind of part of it as well. Although, again, it's a lot to put a character through, is, you know, turning up one night when you're stuck alone at home with a terrifying crack in the wall, and then, you know, just abandon her for like 19 years or whatever it is. I mean, sure, by accident, because the TARDIS was busted. But yeah, I really did enjoy Amy and Rory. I found them fun. All right, in the next episode, we're going to plow on with the rest of Series 7 and Matt's missive and head on into the Slumen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.